Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 21st day of the month of Iyar and the 36th day of the Omer. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Asher of Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Asher slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali, for hosting myself, hosting all of us, and to the Orthodox Union for doing this important series of Unity, Chizuk, Tehillim. We begin our work week. We begin Monday, if you will, here in America, with much difficulty and with heavy hearts, but as you, Rabbi Naftali, have stressed, that this is really a moment for being uplifted, being together. And I'd like to just share three short ideas that I shared with my congregation in light of the tragic events over Lag BaOmer, a way for us to build our communities, to build up ourselves, and reinforce each other. Firstly, an idea that was given to me by my esteemed colleague and friend, Rabbi Robinson, Shaul Robinson of the Lincoln Square Synagogue, where he shared, and it was widely shared beyond his congregation as well, the sentiment that there is very little, perhaps nothing, that can be said to provide, to be alleviated, and to have this burden lifted from upon us. But the fact that we feel the burden at all should be the ultimate consolation, that we feel so connected to one another, that we should be so affected by events that took place so far away, that took place in Meron, in Israel, not in the United States, or I understand this is an international call. Not, it was felt everywhere, and the message reverberated everywhere, and that ought to be our consolation to some extent in terms of the unity that we are a part of. Idea number two is that we realize as Jews that we are called upon by David HaMelech, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we look in the Psalm of Shir HaMalos that we stay quite often, we will see the role of tears within our faith, within our emunah, as we say, Hazorim b'dima b'rin yiksoru, that those who sow with tears shall reap with songs of joy. The role of tears within our identity, within our spiritual identity, is so important, so fundamental. If we realize what can be lost, then we have a chance to build, to harvest, to reap. And it is with tears that we realize so beautifully that we will yet be able to appreciate and to grow together, and to be able to grow because we realize the importance of planting, of preparing for the future, of ensuring a future. And idea number three, which I shared here locally and which I share with you now, is the hero of Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva, who secured the future of Torah by making sure that he wasn't despondent, but rather that he was willing to start all over again. Whatever is given to us through circumstances, whatever the Almighty provides us, we are grateful for, and we can build from there as a foundation for further growth. And indeed, Rabbi Akiva rebuilt the whole world of Torah so that you and I can be here today with just those five students after so much loss. And this was the time when Rabbi Akiva was renewing his lectures, his shiurim, and it is a kind of resolve, a resilience that we are so appreciative of, that we subscribe to ourselves. So the message for us is that the ideal Jewish state of mind, if nothing else, is to be optimistic, to be positive, to be inspired. We are relying on one another. We are leaning on each other to maintain these levels of positive attitudes and to make sure that we can build, as Rabbi Akiva built, on whatever foundation is given to us. And indeed, we have much to be grateful for and much to build from in today's day and age. And we have each other's strength to lean on and the connectedness that we all feel to one another. Please join me now in reciting Tehillim. We're going to start with chapter 23, Perachav Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Achsar, Dinos Desha Yarbitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheni V'Maglei Tzedek D'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Geit Salmaves, Lo Ira Ra Ki Atoyim Adi. Shiftecho mishantecho, hemo yenachamuni. Taroch lefonai sholchon, neged sorerai. Tishanta v'ashem en roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov, v'chesed, yirdefuni koi mechayai, v'shafti b'veis Adonai, l'orach yamim. Chapter 121, Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir Lamalos, Esayin Oil Harim, Ayin, Yavo Ezri. Ezrimim Adonai, Ose Shemayim Vaaretz. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shemarecha. Hine, Lo Yanum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shemarecha, Adonai Tilcha, Yad Niminecha. Yomam HaShemesh, Lo Yakecha, V'Yareach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmor Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Seischa v'Ovecha, Me'ata v'Ad Olam. Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Mamakim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema v'Koli, Tiena Zecher Kashivos, L'Kol Tachmonai. Im avanos tishmaria Adonai mi amod. Kim chasicha leman tiverei. Ki visi Adonai kifsa nafshi. Livaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishmim laboker. Shmim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai achesed. V'harvei mofedus. V'hu yiftas Yisrael mikol avonosov. We're now going to say a mishaberach, and we'll have a pause herein as well. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech v'yirapei zacholim. Bavor she'anu misfalim bavura mischar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali rachmim aleihem lahach li'mam l'rachpasam lahach li'kam lahach yosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refuah shleima min ha'shemayim l'rach v'reim sh'tal gideihem v'sol sh'ach l'chol Yisrael refuah sa'nefesh refuah sa'guf hashtov ha'agol v'zman kariv v'mar amein. Now conclude with Achenu. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim B'tzara V'Shevya, Ha'omdim Ben Bayom Ben Bayabasha, Ha'malkum Yirachem Aleihem Yotziyem Mitzar Lervacha, Me'afela La'ora Mishiva L'Gula,
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yisrael Motzin of Meir Talmid Greensburg Valley Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.